Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Tuesday, November the 16th, 2021. 14 and a half minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio time. And we've got a big morning ahead of us here on WWGH Radio. A lot to talk about in regard to yesterday's programs on Lady Justice. Going to do some trivia this morning and have some fun with things. But very quickly, I did want to update the Geraldo Journal here, and it'll be a very simple update today. Let's see. We'll do yesterday because we did not do the journal entry yesterday. So for the 15th of November, did not hear from Geraldo. And then we'll move on to the 16th, which would be today, the 16th of November 2021. Did not hear from Geraldo. But I do have an update with this today that I'm going to put in here, that I have sent a message to Geraldo. So maybe he will finally learn what's going on. So we're going to put that down. Have sent message to Geraldo. Now, I believe that this message will get to him personally. So there is still hope left in this entire matter. But that's the Geraldo Journal for today. And as so many things are going on here in Marion and the holiday season is upon us, can you imagine this? Thanksgiving in just 9 days and then Christmas in 39 days. It's hard to believe. We still have a pandemic going on. And we want to get all the information as it continues to change and go on from our Marion Public Health Commissioner, Tracy Kinsler, as we do every Tuesday morning for about 15 minutes in the 8 o'clock hour. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, when you hear those numbers, Thanksgiving 9 days away and Christmas 39 days away, you know, are we ready for this? Did it just sneak up on us this year?
I still feel like it's spring, so yeah, this year just flew by. I can't believe it.
Tracy, where are we at in Marion County right now as far as vaccination rates and numbers of diagnoses of COVID per week?
Our vaccination rate is up to almost 47%, or just under. We did do 70 5 to 11-year-olds last week and have scheduled appointments for about 80 this week, so that's exciting. Our cases are back on the rise. So when I was on last week, we had seen sort of a decrease in cases down to seeing cases back up into the 40s and 50s per day, so definitely trending up. And I think that's the case of the hospitals as well. So they're seeing the beginnings of another surge in our hospitals in the region. So definitely on the increase again as we head into Thanksgiving.
So again, the phone kind of went out there, Tracy. So it's right now it's 40 to 50 cases
per day
yeah. That are getting diagnosed. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the weather has been kind of certainly not summer-like. What caused the decrease there for the couple weeks that we had it?
I think it's just the ebb and flow of the vaccine. When you look at the incubation periods and things like that, you know, it's going to make little changes in terms. I think that's just been the normal course. So just little spikes and drops, and now we're back up again.
Is this still the Delta variant?
It's hard to say because each case does not get that special test to figure out what it is. So it's hard to tell how much is the regular Delta variant, if we have any of the new variants coming through, because they're not all tested.
You know, Tracy, last week I talked to a pharmacist at a local pharmacy, and essentially we were just talking about booster shots, and the pharmacist that I was talking to said that the public seems to be confused about what the booster shot does. Can you kind of explain the protection that you have if you get the booster shot?
The booster shot brings us back up to being protected in the 90% to 95%, even higher for some. So over the course of 6 to 9 months, our effectiveness of our vaccine starts to wane. It starts to drop a little bit. So it just keeps us up there elevated. And when we talk about protection, it's not necessarily protection from getting the virus. It's protection from getting hospitalized because of the virus, being in that life-threatening stage because of the virus. So it's protecting our organs and that kind of thing from severe damage. It doesn't protect you necessarily from getting the virus if you're exposed to somebody, but it gives you that very mild case in most circumstances, and you may not even know that you have it.
If you got the shots, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, back, say, in February, March, or April of this year, and you have not gotten the booster yet, where would the effectiveness of your shot be at this point, your vaccine?
It's hard to tell. You know, it kind of varies by individual, so you could still have very high. In fact, you know, the younger you are, the more likely you are to still have very high effectiveness and protection from your vaccine. The population that seemed to have dropped the most down into the 60-70 percentiles was the elderly. So that's why the booster started in that category. So it depends on a lot of different factors.
It's very interesting. Now, as far as age groups go, I know a lot of people are confused about this as well. Who can get the vaccination now, and what do they need to get the vaccination? Do they need a parent or guardian's approval? Do they need a parent or guardian to come with them? How does that all work now?
Yeah, you have to have a parent or guardian with you if you're under the age of 18. So that's why we're doing it at the health department rather than, you know, during the school day without parents present. You've got to have somebody with you. So we're doing 5-year-olds all the way up. So we're doing our 5 to 11-year-olds in special clinics just for them because the dosage is so different. We don't want to put ourselves in a situation where we might make a mistake. So we know that on those days, and our next one is going to be Saturday the 20th, we know that we only have pediatric doses and that's all we're giving. On Thursdays, we do clinics for adults, anybody over really the age of 12, because they all get the same dosage. And you can get the Moderna. Well, actually this week we are out of Moderna. We're waiting on an order to come in. So we have Pfizer and Johnson available for first doses, second doses, and boosters.
What is the fear as we head into Thanksgiving next week and Christmas in just about a month and a few days?
With the virus being as rampant as it is, so it's pretty much spread all over the county. It's everywhere. The trouble is that we all are going to get together. We're going to get together indoors. Air is not going to be circulating very well. We have only not quite half of us are vaccinated. So we are going to spread the virus even more. And my fear really is that, you know, you get together thinking you want to see your loved ones for the holidays and things like that, and you're going to wind up causing an outbreak among your family, and I don't want somebody to lose a loved one, you know, during the holidays thinking they were doing the right thing.
When it comes to the hospital at this point, are they filling up? I know you said they are on the rise. Is there a worry again that we're going to be where we were last year during the holidays?
Sure, absolutely, because we're even before Thanksgiving and the hospital is getting full again, and that trickles, all the hospitals in the region are full again. And so, you know, there's not a lot of room to go anywhere. And I think a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving, because it takes a while before people wind up in the hospital from their COVID. So a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving, I think we're going to see very big surges in the hospital setting.
When it comes to something like a virus like COVID-19, how long is it going to stay like this, where we have a vaccine that can fight it? It's not going to mutate in a condition to where we just go up and down with the surges.
You know, I wish I knew. I kind of, to be completely honest, thought we would be sort of over the pandemic by now because we had the vaccine, but not enough people have taken the vaccine. And so we are still making very good hosts for it. And I think it's going to be really hard to get any kind of herd immunity, group immunity, anything like that. They're saying we pretty much have passed that point of being able to accomplish that because the virus is able to mutate. So I don't know how long, you know, it will continue like it is. What we're trying to accomplish is that this becomes a regularly circulating virus, like a flu or a cold, and we have controlled the amount of people who wind up hospitalized and pass away from the virus. And so the way to do that is to get vaccinated so that you're only having a mild case. Until we can get hospitalizations and deaths under control, I think that COVID is going to be a topic and be around and something that we're pushing for a while.
As we look at the people who are dying from this and the people who are being hospitalized, is that a high number compared to where we were last year at this time?
We're almost even with where we were last year for Marion. But the difference is that last year our deaths were almost exclusively, not 100%, but close, related to nursing home outbreaks, and we had a big outbreak at the prison. And so we were seeing, you know, 80 people in a nursing home get COVID, 20 of those dying. This year, it's people out in the community. It's not in any congregate setting, and it's all different ages. And so it has been worse from that perspective, that they're not related to outbreaks. They're individual cases that they got the virus. They don't even know where they got it from and wind up in the hospital. And we see an entire family was COVID positive, and one person ends up hospitalized and dying. And it's not necessarily the person with the bad health conditions that you would think it might be. It's completely random who it ends up being.
If this holiday season you get together with maybe four or five people and you have had your vaccine and you have had your booster, are you safe?
You're definitely safer. I can't say that somebody's not carrying the virus and that you might show up as positive, but you're very, very likely to just have a mild case.
And at this
mild symptoms.
And at this point, I do know that a lot of people who are working, I know, in schools and working in places with a lot of traffic are going to get the booster, not just people who are senior citizens.
Yeah, the booster is open to anybody who's over the age of 64, 65, and also anybody who has an immune system that's compromised. But then they left a third category for anybody who feels like they're in a high-risk work area, live in a high-risk area, things like that. And so that's for people 18 and over. So we're not doing boosters for anybody younger than 18 yet. But if you feel like you are in a high-risk because of what you do for a living, or even just Marion as itself is a high-risk community right now because our spread is so high. So it leaves it open for pretty much anybody who wants to get the booster to be able to do that.
Tracy, we know about the cases of people who have had the vaccination still getting sick, and even a few of those dying even here in Marion. But have we seen anybody, or is it just too early to know, with the booster who has been hospitalized or had a really bad outcome with this?
I haven't heard of anybody yet. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened. I just have not heard of any situation like that yet. And like you said, we are pretty early in boosters. We've only done maybe 3 or 4 clinics so far. But no, I haven't heard of any cases of somebody with a booster being hospitalized or dying from the virus.
We're now 11 months into this, 47% vaccinated, and you know we're reading and seeing things now in newspapers and on television, where there is just this group that is not going to do it. You can offer them money, you can do anything you want. They're not going to do it. If that really is the mindset, and I think at this point certainly the numbers would reflect it, and the fact that the vaccine is free, where do we go from here?
I know. I think that's a good question. I don't know what the next phase of the pandemic is going to look like if we're not able to get people vaccinated at the numbers that we need. I think that we're going to continue to see changes in the virus. It's going to continue to mutate, and I don't know how long it will take before we're sort of out of this pandemic phase. So, you know, we haven't had meetings or conversations with the state yet to say, okay, this is what happens next. They're having us focus on vaccinations. So it will be interesting to find out where we go with the pandemic after the holidays, what January through March, for example, is going to look like, and then what next summer looks like. And I just don't have the answer to that.
For people who are interested in vaccinations or boosters or something for their kids, vaccinations for their kids, when are the clinics now, and what should people do to get in on those, and also the flu shot?
You can call our office, and the number is 740-387-6520 to schedule an appointment. We're scheduling, so we make sure we have enough vaccine unthawed and things like that for everybody who wants to get it. And so we're doing a pediatric clinic on Saturday, the 20th, and that will be for 5 to 11-year-olds. And then our normal clinic for COVID is Thursdays, where we do 12 and up, and we do boosters. And then our flu shots are on Mondays. So call and make an appointment for that as well, so we have your dose ready for you.
Are we seeing a lot of cases of the flu that we have heard is going to be worse this year?
Not yet. We haven't really hit our flu season quite yet in Marion. So Ohio's kind of one of the last states as it moves from the west east. So we're kind of in the last wave when the flu hit. So we haven't seen cases of the flu in any significant way yet.
Tracy, before we part ways here, what are you hearing from the 53% that are not getting the vaccination as to why they're not getting it?
I think there's a lot of people who don't want to be forced to get vaccinated. They don't want to be told they have to get vaccinated. And, you know, I feel like, you know, put that message out of your head. We're getting vaccinated to save lives. You know, it's our duty and obligation to save lives when we can. And this has become a vaccine preventable death. So it's our obligation to save lives. But then you're still hearing the rumor. I just heard it again the other day about fertility issues. I think there's a lot of misinformation that circulates. And once you hear that, you're very distrustful of other information. But even just for that fertility, you know, it was one viral post at the beginning, before we even had the vaccine developed, that said it was going to cause infertility, which is completely untrue, but people are still believing it, and they don't want to get vaccinated, or they don't want to get their kids vaccinated because they think there's a risk of that. So I think misinformation information is huge.
I want you to say that one again, because honestly, I have heard that from pastors in recent months. I have heard that from people even in the medical field to some degree, that there is truth to that idea that if you are a woman, that if you get the vaccination, it affects fertility.
My understanding is that before the vaccine was even created, an anti-vax person, I can't remember if they were a physician or a science person, I forget, but basically they said, you know, you're going to make a vaccine, it's going to have this, this, and this effect on people, and because you're making it this certain way. The vaccine was not actually made that way. It doesn't contain any of the proteins that would disrupt fertility. There's nothing like that in there, but that letter that was sent to the FDA went everywhere. And so once people read it, it's just been stuck in their heads to believe it. And I would encourage people, if you're thinking that, to speak to your doctor and let them kind of explain that in better terms than I just did, because I was kind of all over the place. But, you know, it's just the power of social media that something can get blown out of proportion like that. And my understanding is there's absolutely no fertility issues at all with this vaccine.
And just to the other objection to the virus or the vaccine right now, which is I don't want to be forced to do anything. And I'm not in the medical field here, but in the last 11 months that we've had the vaccine, has anybody been forced to get it?
I think there probably are some people who perceive that they've been forced to get it because of their job. We certainly really haven't had anybody come in with an objection when they come to our clinics, but you definitely do hear that. And then with the federal mandates, you know, possibly getting ready to occur, you hear that. But mostly what we are seeing around here is people who are being incentivized to get vaccinated rather than punished for not. So we're seeing employers that are offering cash incentives for their employees to get vaccinated more than anything else.
And if anybody has questions about any of this, what's the number at the health department again?
740-387-6520.
Perfect. Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it. Talk with you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Commissioner. You know, I don't have a whole lot to say about this at this particular point, because people are going to do what they're going to do. But we are in the middle of November at this point, and we only have, we're not quite at 47% vaccinated in this county, but we're close. And the numbers are on the rise again as we head into the holidays. And the holidays were not fun last year for a lot of people. Not just because they could not get together, but because there were a lot of people hospitalized. I know this from seeing what was going on firsthand. And it's very unfortunate. And people did lose people last December and January. And that'll turn you around. And people who were not elderly or things of that nature, but somewhere, I guess. Here's what I don't understand, and maybe it's just me. Now, the fertility thing, we heard it from Tracy right there, and I think we have heard it from doctors that there is no correlation. I don't know why that continues to be out there, and if you do have a doubt about it, if you doubt what Tracy says or you doubt what anybody else says, why don't you just go ask your doctor? I mean, I would think that would be the logical thing to do at this point. Go ask your doctor. I mean, I keep hearing people say they know their bodies, they know everything about themselves. Well, if you had cancer, if you were really feeling bad, would you go to the doctor? You know, I guess I don't quite understand this. People have been getting flu vaccinations for years, because they did not want to get the flu, not because they had the flu. So that's confusing to me. And this whole idea about I'm being forced to get it, well, I don't know that anybody is being forced to get it yet. I've heard incentives offered. I know businesses have offered money to people who will get the vaccination. But I don't know of any business that has forced anybody to get this, and I certainly don't know of anybody who's just a citizen of the United States that's forced into this. It's almost as if people are waiting to be forced into it, and then say, well, I got it because I was forced. I don't know. And it seems like that day's coming. And I think it will come because people didn't get it voluntarily. And I certainly think people have been given the time to do this. And much like the smallpox, or polio, let's talk about polio, the polio vaccine, you really didn't have to force people to get that. So I don't know what's different here. It's interesting. And again, I would not tell anybody to get the vaccine. I would not tell anybody not to get the vaccine. But I think I'm just confused on the reasoning right now, because I don't know that anybody's being forced, and I don't know that it affects fertility. I've heard people say that, but I've never heard a doctor say that. And I certainly didn't hear Tracy Kinsler say that. So the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. It's Pastor Craig.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to say one little thing. You made a comparison to this and the polio vaccine.
Uh-huh.
There is no comparison. The polio vaccine was a true vaccine. You got vaccinated once, and you had immunity for your lifetime, and that's how they pretty much eliminated polio. This is not a true vaccine. This is why we're having to get booster shots. This is why there are still breakthrough cases. It's more on the lines of a flu shot. You get a flu shot every year, you still can get the flu. You get this vaccine, which is not really a vaccine, that you get this shot and you can still get COVID. So there is no comparison to polio, smallpox, and those which are a true vaccine.
You know, Pastor, one thing that I don't understand, and again, I'm not in the medical field, I don't know, but when the polio vaccine came out, people rushed to get it because there was such a fear that that they would get polio. I mean, nobody wanted to lose the use of any body part. So people went in and they got it, and that was that. With this, we have, and it's always been voluntary. Still, it's voluntary. I mean, nobody from the government is going to force you at this point to go in and get this. And 11 months in of it being absolutely free, we're not even halfway vaccinated. If in the beginning everybody would have went and got it like they did the polio vaccine, and we would have got to 95, 96, 97% of the population vaccinated, that leaves very little room for this virus to still continue on and go. And I think that's been one of the issues with the booster and things of that nature, is because if there's such a small group that can get it, there's going to be such a small group that can spread it. But we've never been there yet. We haven't even been half there yet, ever, in the entire course of this.
Yeah, and the thing with polio, when there was very little or no resistance to getting it, I think, first of all, the people could see that if you got polio, it was devastating, and there was no recovering from it. This, if you get COVID, the recovery rate's 99% or plus, depending on your age. And so it's viewed as a much less threatening illness.
Yeah, and that very well could be. And as I say, I would never instruct anybody to get it or to not get it. I just worry about the people, and I guess this was not so much the case with polio, is that it does infect other people. And, you know, whoever brought it into the nursing homes, and you know, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to bash any nursing home, but we do know that there was a nursing home where 42 people died during an outbreak last December. 42 people in one nursing home. And I think, you know, those residents of that nursing home certainly weren't out in the public getting it from somebody in the public. So some worker brought it in there because they were not allowing visits at that time and made the decision on 42 people's lives. And I think that's the problem that people have with this. Not so much that everybody's going to die from it, not so much that even a healthy person's going to die from it, although that's happened. It's that a decision is being made for you and I by somebody else.
You could say the same for the flu. Decision is being made by you and I for somebody else. If I don't get a flu shot, you know, there's between 40 and 60,000 people that die in America every year from the flu, and not everybody gets a flu shot. You know, you could say the exact same thing, you know, that I'm making a decision for other people, but yet we've never, ever hung that on people who don't get a flu shot.
Well, but I mean, I guess the thing I would say, it just, you know, I'm trying to look at it on a Marian scope. I don't know of any time, and I hope we don't see it again this year in nursing homes, because now they've pretty well opened the doors at nursing homes. I don't know of any case as to when the flu, because residents were, our family members were always in and out of nursing homes, even during the worst cases of the flu, and we never saw anything like that. You know, 42 people dead in the course of 30 days in one nursing home. I think that is the problem here. And social media. I don't think we've ever had a vaccination or anything like this with social media. People believe everything they read.
No, that's true. And you know, this pandemic is only one example of how social media can, you know, really wreak havoc with a situation, but it's been in many areas. You know, I personally have a very strong distaste for social media because it is so prevalent and people use it for everything that I really think it's, you know, it can be very harmful itself.
Well, do you understand though the idea where people are saying the reason I don't want to be vaccinated is because I don't want to be forced? But at this point, and I'm not saying it won't come, but at this point in the last 11 months, what percentage of the population has been forced to get this?
They're quickly coming up on some deadlines. I believe it was the New York Police Department that passed their November 1st deadline for mandatory vaccination. And so a lot of them have quit and, or are on desk duty. So there are some people in Marion that are facing deadlines to either get vaccinated or they'll lose their jobs. So you could, you know, it's nobody's been forced yet, but we're very quick approach that.
Well, I guess if nobody's been forced in 11 months and we're still only at 47%, it would seem to me that if businesses are going to require this, that you're going to have to force people, because left up to their own devices, we can't even get halfway there. I guess the low number is what's shocking to me. I would have suspected a vaccine that's free. And 47% of the population has had the vaccine now. And I don't know that they're dead or dying or side effects are wrecking them horribly. And yet, it's been around for almost a year now, and we're not even one in two people yet.
But it's true. I mean, you know, the numbers are what the numbers are.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what's surprising to me. I never thought everybody was going to get it just because of what people felt about the vaccine. I mean, I'm sure you remember this. Last year, I heard from so many people last August and September when the mask mandate happened that this will all be over the day after the election. It'll be over the day after the election. Well, you know, that was an internet thing, and that certainly didn't happen. So I guess I'm just, I never thought it would be this low, this far into it. I thought we'd be, you know, 70, 80%. That seemed about right. But less than half, that is a little puzzling to me.
Yeah, well, and, you know, something else that it's, there is a certain amount of distrust or not believing in the general population of everything that's coming out of our national politics and our national healthcare with, you know, CDC and that type of thing. I mean, as recently as May, our president, Joe Biden, said, you get the vaccine, you are protected. Well, we're seeing that that's not true. And so, you know, we've gotten mixed messages. We've gotten mixed messages from Dr. Fauci, you know, don't need a mask, got to wear a mask, you know, that type of thing. And I think there's a certain level of just not believing what's being said.
You know, I guess what the only thing I think about in this is whether people get vaccinated or not, whether or not they get their kids vaccinated, is not really what I worry about. I worry that we're going to continue to have this debate and nobody's going to do anything and we're going to stay under 50%. And then one day this thing's going to mutate into a, which all viruses do if left untreated, then this thing's going to mutate and it's going to be at a point where we don't have a virus, where we have nothing that will protect us against it, and that it's, you know, I'm not sure what happens then when people become carriers. I hope and pray that doesn't happen. But we've already had one variation of this, and I don't know how long it's going to be before another one would happen if we just continue to spread it back and forth. And I also never remember, and I have talked to Mary in general about this several times, the hospital filling up like it has now on this way to the third time it's filled up like this with any disease that they have ever had in the history of Mary in general.
Right. No, I mean, you make a good point it probably has never happened. Only time will tell.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll all hope for the best, and people got to do what's right for them. But I just think these statistics are very interesting, and I think that as we go into the holidays, I just hope that we all come out of the holidays okay. I guess that's the best we can hope for at this point.
Amen.
Hey, thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And you know, that's the type of conversation that we need to be having. Civilized conversation about this, but that's the numbers. 47% here in Marion, and we are on an upswing again as we head into the holidays, and it will be what it will be, I guess, at this particular point. Not much more we can do. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was watching a special not too long ago on PBS about the polio vaccines.
Right.
The first vaccine that came out was similar to the vaccine we got now. It worked, but you had to get another dose, they found out.
Oh, so there were two doses of the polio vaccine.
Yeah, people was having to get more doses of the polio vaccine.
Now,
finally, that one that came out, one dose, and you was for life. But in the initial beginning, you know, the first one that came out, they found out that you was having to get, you know, a dose every so often.
Now, did it say how many people went to get the percentage of people that went to get the vaccine when it came out?
No. It might have, but I don't recall that.
I'd be interested to know that, because I know it was rather high. I certainly know it was better than 47%.
Yeah, I think it was higher, too, but, you know, they soon found out. I'm hoping they, you know, come up with something maybe in the future that does give you, you know, complete protection.
Well, I would guess that would happen. I mean, we're only a year and a half into this, really. This all started in March of 2020, so a little over a year and a half. But I don't know. The spread is what's bothersome to me, because knowing that 53% of the population in Marion County, which is where I spend most of my time, is not vaccinated, means there's a better than 1 in 2 chance that I could be coming in contact every day with somebody who has this contagious virus,
right,
that has killed people. And I don't quite...
I know so many people that aren't getting it, and, you know, I think it's a mistake. Hopefully, if we get it, we just get a mild case of it. You know, I know some people that's got it and, you know, had mild cases of it. So, you know, but that don't mean, you know, even though you're vaccinated, you're not going to die, too.
Well,
and on the news last night, there's a country over in Europe that if you're not vaccinated, that they put you on a lockdown. And if you're caught out on the street, they said you can get up to $1,600 fine.
Yeah.
I can't remember what country it is. Maybe somebody seen that and can recall what country it is and call in, let you know, but. You know, I guess they're not forcing you to get it, but you better not be on the street.
Well, I guess for me, it's just important to have this conversation before we head into the holidays, because everybody's going to make a choice next Thursday, and everybody's going to make a choice during the holidays to go out and shop, and everybody's going to make a choice this year to go to Christmas programs, and everybody's going to make a choice to get together on Christmas, and that's fine. You know, we do have free will, but there is an ability to get a vaccination there this year. There is an ability to get a booster. There are things there. So just know what it is. And this thing about fertility, I'm still hearing that from people. I mean, I just had a conversation last week with somebody about that, and they swore up, down, left, right, and sideways that it affects fertility. And Tracy just said, that's absolutely not true. So where are the cases of this affecting fertility?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a myth, but you never know. Maybe down the road, they could, you know, they might find that it has affected it, but... You know, as of now, you know, they say it doesn't.
Well, and if it is affecting fertility, I think we should know. But, I mean, we have to see that information, I guess. And I'm not sure how we would know at this point anyway. People have only been able to get the vaccination for 11 months. It takes 9 months to have a baby. How would you know if the vaccination was
right,
causing fertility problems? Or are you just weren't having a fertility problem anyway? There are millions of people who have fertility, or at least thousands of people who have fertility problems long before this COVID.
I think one way people's looking at it, they're going to get together around the holidays. And if they get it, they get it. That, you know, they could say, well, we could not get it together around the holidays because there's a chance we get in our car and we drive someplace and we get in a wreck and die, too. You know. You might drive over grandma's and, you know, have an accident and die, you know. Well, that's the same way they figure with this COVID, you know.
Well, I guess that's the way it goes. You know, and I honestly, I have never told anybody to get the vaccination, and I've never told anybody not to get the vaccination, and I have not told on the air what I have done. But I do think that it is very important. I just want people to have the information as they go over to grandma's or grandpa for the holidays. That's it. I mean, you know, beyond that, people can do what they want to do.
Well, I wish everybody get the vaccination. That way this thing can be a 2-year, 3-year deal instead of being, you know, something that's going to, you know, be around for a long, long time.
Well, you know, I guess we'll be up in the air and we're going to see what happens, but the holidays will certainly prove out something, and I just hope those hospital workers who have been on the front lines of this for a long time don't experience what they did last holiday season.
Yeah, hopefully they can hold out a little bit longer.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open. We've got about 2 minutes left. And I've got something to talk. I've got a lot of things to talk about next hour, because we've got a lot of fallout from yesterday's program on Lady Justice. And by the way, if you're curious, it looks like Lady Justice is about to go back up on top of the courthouse. I don't know if anybody's over there right now, but if anybody's over there, give me a call. I know a lot of people were headed over there this morning. I don't think it went up at 8 o'clock this morning, but if you're out and you're listening in your car, which you might be on this cold day, let me know what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Lady Justice is going up.
Yeah, is it up in the air right now?
Yeah, I'm at the mall right now, but I just heard everybody on the radio say they're putting her up right now.
Putting her up right now, so she's going up right now. Well, I've got some things to say about this next hour. We got some interesting calls, so hopefully we'll be able to talk about this as we head into the next hour.
What a good debate going on, though.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation to have. Hopefully this year people will be equipped with the information as they head into the holidays.
Nothing better than an informed decision.
Yeah, you know what? Information is the only antidote to fear. Thank you.
Right, have a good show.
Bye-bye. All right, Lady Justice is up in the air, and she's on her way to the top of the Marion County Courthouse. But like I said, we've got a lot of interesting information to talk about in regard to that program we did yesterday. And we will do that when we return after this short but important break. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today at 2, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4.
The WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, for Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid,